עלישו חלק א' דף קוף למד טס, from the second paragraph. אדם המגביר כוח מחשבתו. So a person who emphasizes his thought and employs that to a great extent. But on the other hand, ומזניח יש הספעלוס הלב. He neglects his emotional development. אוי מסנהג שלא כפי מחשבתו הטבע, or his behavior is not in accordance with his good intentions. אין זה אלא אדם חלקי. So this is a partial human being. ואין בזה שלמוס, it's not perfection. על האדם להסאמץ בעביד עשוי, לאחיד דווקא כל כוח עושה בעביד עשוי. The person's effort must be aimed at unifying all of one's faculties in his עבידה. המחשבה תביאו להספעלוס הלב. Thought must then arouse him and inspire him and bring him to an emotional state. והלב יביאו לידי מעשים טובים. That emotion must drive acts. לימודו יביאו לידי דעס, ההלכה is learning must bring to knowledge, practical knowledge of how to behave, ההלכה לשמה וקיום, and that knowledge must bring to fulfillment. מבט זה, so this perspective, השאף לשלמוס האדם, perspective that aims at this wholesomeness, this perfection, ולשיתוף כל כוח עושה לעביד עשה, the combination of all of one's faculties in עבידה, זוהי הדעס, that's called דעס. מאידך, on the other hand, הדעס מחייבת שהמעשה יעשה בשלמוס. דעס obligates that the act be done with perfection. המצווה כפי כל היחסה, המצווה מסודן according to all the הלכויס. בכוונס הלב ובמחשבת המוח גם יחד. Both with emotion and analysis combined. וזה יסיין לנו לדעס, we have to know this. המאויר הנצחי הגנוז באדם. The eternal light, which is hidden in man, יועצה ולוהט בשלהבס, erupts in a flame davka al yaday ikhud kol khalki adam, specifically when all his parts join, kesh yaskil la'achad gufo v'ruho ba'avodat hasem, when a person achieves what we've been speaking about, unifying body and soul in his avodah. Mashal lema davar deme, we can compare it to the following, lekhoach electric, an electric current, ha'me'ir u'mechamem, it can illuminate or heat, whether it's a heater or light, דווקא כששני כויתבים מזרימים הזרם על הגוף המאיר. Specifically when you have two poles, a positive pole and a negative poles, and the current works in that way. וכויתב אחד בלבד אין בכוחו להדליקו. When you have the one pole, it just doesn't work. It does not switch the machine on. כך אוירוי של האדם מאיר באמס. The person's light, the light hidden within, only shines רק כששני הכותבים אשר בו נסתים לזכוחם להביד עשה. Only when the two poles within him contribute and cooperate. הרוח והגוף גם יחד, the body and the soul together. מעתה יויסר ברור לנו, now it should be clearer, מהו הכיוון אל עצמנו בעבודה. Going back to that idea of an inward focus. What is that inward focus in עבודה? וכי האדם מגיע לעצמו, that the person reaches himself דווקא לידי איחוד כל כך עושה יחד, specifically by combining all of his faculties, אשר זה תביאו הדס, we know that this is accomplished by the midah of das, ומוכרח העובד להיות בר דס אם בעבודת השם חשקה נפשי. A person must be a bar das if he intends to achieve in עבודת השם. So that's the summary. עוד זו יש לנו לציין בזה, we wish to further make the following point. ראשיס צעדיו של העובד בכל תקופו סבי. The first steps that the עובד השם takes in all periods of life היא המחשבה, is thought. כי אם המחשבה אין, עבודה מנין. If there's no thought, then there cannot be true עבודת השם. וברוך האיש אשר גדול וחזק כוח מחשבתו. Blessed is a person whose power of thought is developed, כי הוא ראוי להיות בן עלייה. He is capable of being a בן עלייה, ואיתו אנו עוסקים במערכות הבאות. We're dealing with such a person in the coming sets of essays. המחשבה היא העשיר שבחוכמה. מחשבה, thought, is the richest and most fecund, productive of all of one's faculties. ואין דבר בעולם שאין ידה מגעס אליו. There's nothing inaccessible to it. מסוגלת היא גם כן להפליג לגנזי מרומים. It is capable of soaring into hidden treasures above. מחשבה שיש בה מדעס קדשים, but the type of thought that we're concentrating on, מחשבה that has דעס as its watermark, that's what characterizes it, אופייה שאיש של אפס ומכוונת תמיד אל המעשה. Its character is that it's always directed at accomplishment, at putting things to practice. ויהיה ענייני אשר יהיה, no matter what the subject is, הסתכלוס בעצמו, whether a person is analyzing himself, אוי בעולם, or observing things in the world, עיון בהלכה, אוי באגדה, או בסירה ססעיד, whether a person is מעין in those parts of the Torah. It doesn't matter. מהכל היא יודעת להסיק מסקנה למעשה. That מחשבה, which is characterized by das, will try and glean from that analysis some conclusion which will be practical, which one will be able to put to practice. ויהיה זה מעשה קטן, whether it's a tiny deed, שינוי זעיר בהסנהגות, a minuscule change in one's behavior, הערה לחיזוק, an observation that strengthens one. מעיקרי הדעת, this is one of the fundamentals of das, שהמחשבה לעולם לא תהיה מנותקת מהמעשה. Thought should never be detached from action. היינו מכיוונו של האדם, אל עצמו, again, from this inward focus that a person has. כאשר יעקב אבינו עליו השלום חלם את חלום הסולם, when he dreamed the dream of the ladder in ויצא, וזכה להבטחת עשידוי של עם ישראל בארץ הקודש לדורי דורות, and he earned this assurance that he would be the progenitor of this holy nation in Eretz HaKodesh forever. The pasuk says, "Vayikatz Yaakov mishenasoi, he awoke, vayomer, achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, indeed Hashem is here, ve'anochi lo yadati." And I did not know. And Rashi comments, "She'im yodati, had I known, lo yashanti b'makom kodesh kazeh, I would not have slept in such a holy place." The next pasuk, "Vayira, vayomer," he feared, he was in awe, and he said, "Manuira ha'makom hazeh, how awesome is this place." This is the house of God, and this is the entry to heaven. Immediately upon arising in the morning, he took that stone, which was by his head, and he placed it as a pillar, and he poured oil upon it. That was indeed the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. After such a dream, and such a promise, one of the most profound events in the history of humankind. He didn't declare a feast. You see over here that he put it into something into practice. He channeled it into a tangible step. He didn't go dancing around. What he expressed is regret that he slept in such a holy place. Parenthetically, just think to yourself, had he not slept here in this place, he would not have earned this chalom. It was specific to this holy place. And furthermore, besides his regret, there was this quick action, to establish the matzeva, to put it into practice. Yirah is that which propels a person along. Yeah? Pushes a person to take those exalted feelings that he have and to do something with them. Zehu, this is the meaning of the pasuk in Mishle, Yiras Hashem Rishis Das. They're connected. Das Ichibur Kol Chalkei Adam VaYulachadim. We've said a number of times. Das is the fusion of all of one's faculties, body, soul, and psychology, to become one. Moyach Leiv Uchle Maaseh, the mind, the heart, the limbs. This begins with Yirah. Again, it propels a person, it gives a person that impetus to do. There's a profound idea here in this living a life which is focused on putting into practice. We often think that perhaps the peak of all levels will be to rise in our thought, to rise to those things which are the deepest secrets. Ulam divrei chazal bahu milo, but chazal speak clearly and indicate that that is not so. Here's one example from the Midrash. Omar of Acha, halameid al menas la'asois. One is learning in order to fulfill it. Zeche lakbil ruach ha-kodesh. Matam, why? Leman tishmu, he's quoting the pasuk in Yeshua, Perek Aleph, very first Perek of Yeshua, Leman Tishmoir La'asois Kechol HaKasuv Bo, Hashem says to Yeshua, so that you observe to do in accordance with everything that's written in the Torah, Ki Az Tatzliach Derechecha, then you shall succeed. Ve'az taskil, v'shon sechel. And the Midrash comments, ve'ein taskil el roch ha-kodesh. It's an indication that by doing that, it's a step towards roch ha-kodesh, kemadu at omaret, maskil eisan ha-ezrachi. Muchach mizeh, what emerges necessarily from this is, ke'aderech le roch ha-kodesh yudavka kivun el ha-maaseh. The path to roch ha-kodesh, whether we attain roch ha-kodesh itself or not, but the path is one that is directed into practice. Shezeu ha-lameid al-menas la-aseis, is what the Midrash calls, lameid al-menas la-aseis. In brackets, v'chamu, as we said in the previous page, ein shum nafka mina, im ulomed shmatesa, oi agadta, oi tanach, or kabbalah. It makes no difference with his learning Gemara, agadta, tanach, kabbalah, anything else. From all of this, he distills a certain understanding which is then put into practice. Hakivun elamaseh, this direction towards fulfillment, reishiso yir'ah, it begins with yir'ah, which propels him, kuloi das, it's saturated with das, tachlisoi kedusha, the end goal is kedusha, kizoi derech kedusha, like we said in the previous session, lagia es adam lekudas atzmoi, to reach that innermost point of himself, or misham nivas kamo hakodesh, that's the source from which hakodesh wells, kfi sheyevu'ar bezas Hashem b'shazeh, as we shall explain later on. Shnei dvarim klulim b'zeh, there are two things incorporated here. Shalomed al menas la'aseh zeh chelak bil kuroch ha-kodesh. In the concept that a person is learning in order to do, is liable to find kuroch ha-kodesh. So number one, lehamid ma'aseh mushlam legamet, to establish a completely perfect act. Hu atzmoy me'advarim ha-kashim b'yaseh, it's one of the most difficult things to do. Vehu atzmoy bechina shel Ruach HaKodesh. That in itself, that perfect fulfillment, is an aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. We should point out here that on Daf Tzadi Gimel, the author made the same point. It is a remarkable statement when he spoke about Chesed on Tzadi Gimel. So in the third paragraph, at the end of it, the author wrote, Doime, it seems, כי מעשה חסד שזכו לעשות בשלמות. An act of chesed that a person earned, managed, attained to do with perfection, יש בו ניצוץ של רוח הקודש. When we read that, we remarked on how remarkable this statement is. And now we have a deep understanding of that, that a completely perfect fulfillment is extremely difficult, and it itself has an aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. He just mentions here, Nisbuinanana, let's reflect, where was Yaakov Avinu greater, more distinguished? In being on a level that he was shown the dream, and obviously not everyone would have had such a dream. So that's an aspect of his greatness, that he was shown this profound dream. Or on the other hand, when he awoke, Yara, he had the sense of awe. He regretted sleeping in such a holy place. He established this pele, yasad mikdash, he thereby founded the base of mikdash, venadar es nidoi, and he made an important neder. According to what we've said in this chapter, we certainly wouldn't easily decide this way or that way. It's true that the dream he had is a level of nevuah. But the action that followed it in the morning, darga b'ruach hakodesh, the high level of ruach hakodesh. Umi yuchal lagid hey mina yu'adif. It's not simple to say which one is necessarily greater. To summarize, ein lecha darga yaseh gedola b'ruach hakodesh mizei. In ruach hakodesh, there's no greater level than this, lehamid ma'aseh mushlam, to accomplish something perfect, to do a perfect act. That's the first point. Base. Hakivun ela ma'aseh, that direction we're speaking about, which is always aimed at putting into practice, who gam ken haderech lagel madagas ruach hakodesh atzma. It's also the path to reach ruach hakodesh. Vedavka lo yamachshava gedvarim nisgavim or mufshatim olam maaseh. And again, not thought about abstract concepts, exalted concepts which are completely remote. Ela hanekuda maasis, rather the practical point. Uchfi divratan devei liyal. The Midrash says, Me'id ani alai shamayim va'aretz, I call heaven and earth as witnesses, that bein ish bein isha, whether it's a man or a woman, bein eino Yisrael, even if it's a non-Jew, bein eved ben shifcha, of the lowest rungs, hakoil lefi ma'asav shel adam ruach hakodesh shera alav. according to his accomplishments, according to his deeds, Ruach HaKodesh will rest upon such a person. Ulefi Hanal, according to what we've explained in this chapter, Hadvarim Irim, these words now shine. Ruach HaKodesh nimtza davka bischum ha-maasim. Ruach HaKodesh is found in the realm of accomplishment. V'chamuvan, this has to be said, of course, Eina meduba bif'altanus nevuva. We're not talking about a frenetic and hollow activity of something that resembles a psychological condition. Ele b'maasim habnuyim al yedei machshava v'lev. We're talking about actions that are built through analysis, through thought and emotion, v'izboinenus, analysis, kaya'us letamid chacham amiti, as is appropriate letamid chacham. That's the type of act we're speaking about. The pasuk in Tehillim says, "Yishlach ezecha mikodesh, mikadosh ma'asim tovim shebachem." Ad kan.